WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latte from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. The city's public housing developments were, for years, overrun with crime. Drug dealers operated openly in the halls. People were afraid to go home. That's no longer the case. Instead, residents now say they have a new scourge, police harassment. In the past 5 years, arrests for trespassing at public housing developments have skyrocketed, even as crime has fallen. The NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, together with the Legal Aid Society, are suing the New York City Housing Authority and the New York Police Department over what they call, quote, a reckless and unlawful practice of routinely subjecting NYCHA residents and their visitors to illegal stops and false arrests. With me to talk about this issue are two guests. First, Christina Swarns, director of the Criminal Justice Project at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. We will be joined, we are joined also by John Johnson. John, a longtime NYCHA resident, tenant president at the Mott Haven Houses in the Bronx, and a member of a NYCHA task force looking into concerns about the trespass policy. John, Christina, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Christina, we'll start with you. The lawsuit tells the stories of several NYCHA residents and their visitors who've been arrested for trespassing, arguing those arrests were illegal. What's going on?
Well, there has been an extraordinary increase in the rate of trespass stops and arrest in the New York City Housing Authority buildings. We know that in 2007, almost 19,000 people were arrested for trespass in New York City. And between that number went up almost 40% between 2004 and 2007. And of those that have been arrested, 90% of those arrested for trespass in New York City are Black and Latino. So there is clearly a very disturbing trend in the rate of trespass arrests in the city, and especially in the New York City Housing Authority buildings. We also know that since 2004, there's been a 37% increase in the rate of trespass arrests in the Housing Authority buildings alone, and an almost 50% increase in the rate of trespass stops in the Housing Authority alone. And that Blacks are stopped on suspicion of trespass 2.5 times more often than whites, and they are arrested 25%. There's a 25% higher chance of being arrested for African Americans than the New York City Housing Authority buildings. So there has been an extraordinarily high increase in the rate of trespass stops and arrests by the New York City Police Department in the New York City Housing Authority buildings.
The racial discrepancy, couldn't the reason for that be that there are simply more Black and Latino people living in NYCHA housing?
Certainly, except that the New York City Police Department appears to be targeting Blacks and Latinos, and particularly the New York City Housing Authority buildings, for this trespass arrest and stop policy. We've looked at the rate of trespass arrests in the area surrounding those Housing Authority buildings to see, for example, in areas that presumably suffer from similar rates of crime, whether NYPD is also policing for trespass, you know, in those similar areas, and the rates simply do not hold. It is the NYCHA buildings that are being targeted for these arrests and stops and not the surrounding areas. And in fact, we know that the arrests and stops in NYCHA buildings become even more severe and more stark than numbers when the surrounding areas are, frankly, whiter.
Callers, if you live in or visit public housing, is this a problem you've experienced? Have you been arrested for trespass? Or, on the other hand, Are you happy to see a strong police presence? Do you feel safer? Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692, or post a comment on our show page. Go to WNYC.org and click on The Brian Lehrer Show. John Johnson, you've lived at Mott Haven Houses for 40 years. Give us a little bit of context here. Can you tell our listeners what it was like to live there in the past when crime was a major problem?
Yes, when crime was a major problem, it was very scary for the residents to live here. During the era of the crack epidemic, there was a lot of gang activity, drug activity, a lot of murders, a lot of shooting, a lot of crime going on. And in contrast now, we are very happy that we have a police presence, but we're not satisfied with the way that we are being treated by the police when it comes to the trespass policy, the stopping and questioning and asking for ID and being frisked and things of that nature.
We've got a post on our website. John says he's a former police officer and says public housing is a very dangerous place. They are dangerous places where a violent, lawless few run conditions for the many. And I guess John would say that that is what warrants aggressive policing. John Johnson, is that your feeling? Is this just a consequence, an unintended consequence of trying to keep crime down in NYCHA housing?
But when you read the post from John, the police officer, he said a few. When we are being stopped, we are not being stopped by a few. We're being stopped multiple times, numerous times. There's been incidents where senior citizens are being stopped and asked to do things that they shouldn't be asked. One day my father was walking down the stairs. The officer stopped him and asked him, "What are you doing in the staircase?" And he's a senior citizen. In another instance, I have a gentleman that's on my board of directors. He entered the lobby with his key. The officers were in the lobby, and they asked him, "Excuse me, sir, we've seen you enter the building, but would you mind opening the mailbox to prove that you live here?" Those type of incidents doesn't need to happen. Hmm. I understand what the officer is saying about lawlessness and things of that nature, but it's not the majority. It's the few, like he said, but the majority are being stopped, being targeted.
And I would just chime in and say, you know, there is certainly a crime problem, but the New York City Police Department cannot presume that any person that is standing in a New York City Housing Authority building is a criminal, is a potential criminal. You know, the residents are, you know, under that police officer's analysis, anybody that stands in a NYCHA building is assumed to be a criminal until they prove otherwise. And that's not the law, and that's not the way the New York City Police Department is authorized to behave. That's simply illegal.
This is The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Amy Eddings, filling in for Brian Lehrer. And I'm speaking with John Johnson, a longtime NYCHA resident and tenant president at the Mott Haven Houses in the Bronx, and a member of a NYCHA task force looking into concerns about the NYPD's trespass policy, and Christina Swarns, director of the Criminal Justice Project and at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, which recently sued NYCHA and the NYPD over its trespass policy. John Johnson, I understand you yourself have been stopped, right?
Yes, on a number of occasions. On one occasion, there was a gentleman and his father sitting out in a seated area in front of one of the buildings here in Mott Haven. And the officers approached them and asked the gentleman what was in the bag. The son intervened and said, "Well, can I help you?" The officers were like, "Well, no, you can't help. You know, we're asking this man a question." He said, "Well, that's my father. I want to know, what are you questioning him about?" "Well, we want to know if there's alcohol in the bag." The gentleman was very upset. One thing led to another. They checked the bag. It was a bottle of soda. Back and forth, conversation went on with the gentleman and the officer. The gentleman got upset and said, "Come on, Dad, let's leave." Then I intervened and didn't say anything to the officers. I said to the gentleman, "Simply, you don't have to go. You can stay here. You didn't do anything wrong." At that moment, the focus of attention came on me. The officers asked me for ID. Continuously asked me for ID. I refused to give him ID because I didn't feel that I did anything wrong. I didn't commit a crime. I didn't break a law. I wasn't speaking to the officers. I was talking to the gentleman and his son. And one thing led to another. They put handcuffs on me. They put the handcuffs on me, went in my pocket, saw my ID, because I used to sit on the police council at the local precinct. And I guess they recognized my name by that. They quickly took the handcuffs off of me, made attempts to apologize. By then, I didn't want to talk about it anymore. I was done, and one of the officers happened to be a sergeant. So at that point, I contacted the local precinct and spoke to their commanding officer to get some resolve. I wasn't really satisfied with that. And then I must say Chief Jaffe came in, and she's the chief of the Housing Bureau, and she rectified the problem. And since then, we've had a very good working relationship, and I really appreciated what she's done and how she's been handling things lately. after the fact.
I want to point out that both the New York City Housing Authority and the NYPD were invited to come on the program this morning. NYCHA declined, saying it couldn't comment on matters under litigation, and the police department did not respond. But in articles, NYPD spokesman Paul Brown has said that this increased police presence in NYCHA housing and this trespass policy affords tenants a measure of safety that people in doorman buildings enjoy. David from Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, the situation that the gentleman just said, I mean, it's just consistent with what they always do. I mean, let me tell you, we are more worried about the officers that are supposed to be helping us. We're more worried about them than the criminals. We're actually scared when we leave the house. Our family members tell us, be very careful of the police. So we're actually scared that we're going to have a confrontation with them. And they harass the people coming out of the building. Not just if they want to see if someone's trespassing the building when they're coming in is one thing. But people that are coming out of their house from their apartment going out to the street are being asked for ID. And they're very rude. They're very rude. The way they do things, they actually grab you sometimes. I mean, no, they cannot do them things. I mean, they are really terrifying David. People in their own housing projects.
David, thank you so much for your call. It's echoing a lot of what we're hearing this morning. John Johnson, I'm wondering if you agree with one thought that I read about in the papers was this feeling that policing was better when NYCHA police were separate from the NYPD. I understand that they were integrated in 1995. There's this sentiment that it was different pre-95 because the police force, I guess, was assigned to a particular housing project and got to know the residents who lived in the buildings. Is that your feeling? Do you think it changed, that the big change came when the integration happened in 1995?
Yes. I think after 95 with the merge, it changed a lot because we had community police officers that got to know the residents, know the families, know the parents, and they addressed it a lot different. It was a lot better. The officer would come to the development. They would know you by name. They would say hello to you. They would say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. The people felt comfortable with the officer because they got a chance to know the officer. Now, the way things are, especially in the impact areas, the officers are ushered in. The new class comes in, the officers are ushered out. So you don't really get a chance to know the officers. And when they come to the development, they rotate. They're not in the same development on a constant basis where you get a chance to know who's policing your neighborhood.
Christina Swarns, I'm sorry, is Christina Swarns yeah. with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Is that one of the remedies you're proposing? That maybe a particular unit from the NYPD get assigned to a housing project so that they get to know who the residents are and who may be somebody who's there for less than appropriate purposes?
Well, I certainly think that what Mr. Johnson said is right, that, you know, when New York City police officers do not know the residents of the building that they're policing, it's hard or impossible for them to look at someone and just determine, just by looking at them, whether or not they are a visitor or a resident of a NYCHA building. So certainly familiarity with the people that live in the building would be one way of determining, making the kind of trespass evaluations that that are appropriate under the law. So yes, that would certainly be a better situation than the one we have now.
A comment we got on our show page addresses the Paul Brown spokesman for the NYPD comment that the NYPD's policing of NYCHA housing is affording tenants a measure of safety like people in a doorman building enjoy. The comment, the lawsuit talks about plaintiffs who showed ID, cooperated with police, and were still arrested. That's different than a doorman. Debbie from Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. I am a teacher that works with developmentally disabled children and visit them in their home and work with the children and their families. Oftentimes, I have to visit children that live in NYCHA buildings. I do appreciate the police presence. I witness a lot of crime going on, sometimes even in the households where I'm there to provide services. And I do feel afraid at times to travel in elevators. I try to avoid visiting children after dark. So any children that live in certain buildings, I try and book them earlier in the day to visit. And I do appreciate when I see the police. And I, you know, I just feel safer. And I think that that's a lot more important, safety, than if somebody's just asked to show ID and explain why they're there. You know, I've only seen police officers address people that are loitering. I've never seen an officer stop someone that's going about their business, walking to or from their home, carrying their groceries, or anything like that. I've only witnessed officers ask for identification of people that are loitering, hanging out on the benches, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Debbie, thank you. I want to get some reaction from our guests before we move on. Christina Swarns, Debbie says she hasn't seen anything. Certainly you've got enough plaintiffs who have been subjected to this. But what do you make of her point about this balance between safety in NYCHA housing, keeping crime down, keeping drug dealing from going on in the stairwells, and aggressive trespass policy? What's a middle ground for you? What would you like to see happen?
Well, there's no question that the residents and guests of the New York City Housing Authority deserve protection from criminals just like the rest of us that live in other areas of the city. There is absolutely nothing about our complaint suggests that the New York City Police Department should not police NYCHA buildings. We think they should. We do not want NYCHA residents or guests to be afraid or to be victims of criminals or anybody else. So I just want to be very clear about that. We believe that the New York City Police Department should police the NYCHA buildings. But we think that they need to police it appropriately and within the bounds of the law. Indiscriminately stopping people who are walking in and out of the buildings, asking for ID, arresting them because they cannot produce ID, and, you know, putting them through the system is not appropriate policing. We're looking at a policy where the New York City Police Department could simply turn people away. They could say, listen, if you can't prove that you live here or you're a guest, you have to leave. That's not what's happening here. What we have is a policy of the NYPD arresting people, and not only just stopping them, arresting them and putting them through the system when they can't sufficiently show to whichever officer is stopping them that they live or are a guest in the building. And we know that because we have a resident, is one of our plaintiffs, who was arrested in his own building. He told the police officer he was a resident. His grandmother, with whom he lived, came out and verified that he was a resident, and he was arrested anyway. And so that's what's happening in NYCHA right now.
And John Johnson, very briefly, you're on this task force. What's the next step? What's going forward?
First, I'd like to say when we talked to the chairman of the New York City Housing Authority, he was very sympathetic to our concerns, and he immediately informed this task force, and I would like to thank him publicly for that. He understood the problems and concerns that we had, and also the mayor's office is getting involved now, too. Deputy Mayor Wilcox sat in on a meeting that we had yesterday, and we're looking forward to changing some of these policies and procedures so we can live a more relaxed and more comfortable life.
John,
like the lady said, as she goes into the building, she's a little nervous and scared. We appreciate the police officers. We want the police officers, but we don't want to be victimized by the police officers. We cannot imagine living life in these developments without the police officers. So they are needed and they are appreciated.
John Johnson, member of the NYCHA Task Force on Trespass Policy and a resident of the Mott Haven Houses in the Bronx, and Christina Swarns, director of the Criminal Justice Project at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. The conversation continues online. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks so much to my guests, Christina and John, for joining us here on WNYC.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, pushing 40, should you just marry him already? Stay tuned.